Eight. Got it. Okay, let me pull up your thingy. It's so hot outside. Do you want to start or you want me to start? Oh, hello?
You got to be kidding.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you want to start or you want me to start?
You can start.
I Did you see Civil War?
Freaking no, I want to see it so bad.
Gosh, it was so good. I don't want to be a war photographer, but like, girl, oh my gosh, Kaylee Spaney, she's gonna win an Oscar one day. She's so good.
At first, I know there's a lot of controversy surrounding the movie, and people complain about it being political and stuff, but
It's
I
not
still want to
political at
see it.
all. It literally just follows the photographers and it's their story. It's people who are fighting the government versus the government fighting them. And it's just completely, they don't have like a view of it or anything.
That's the reason Kirsten Dunst said she accepted the role is because she was tired of doing sad mom roles.
She doesn't do sad roles. Oh no, I guess she kind of does. Wasn't she in like The Power of the Dog or something?
Yeah, I haven't seen that one, but I know that the cast is like stellar.
I didn't really enjoy it, to be honest. And her husband always randomly appears in like all these movies, and it's hilarious. It's just like when you least expect it to, you're like, boom, he's there. He's never like the main character or anything, so it's so funny. Unless it's like Love and Death, then he is the main character.
I'm just glad that he doesn't. I haven't seen them in a lot of films together because I need to watch more of her films, but it seems from my understanding that.
Is that they do a lot together? Did you break off? What happened? Hello? I think it's your internet. Oh, you keep getting disconnected.
Yes,
Oh
and
gosh.
yeah, it's very, very annoying.
I thought my internet was bad.
Yeah, that's gonna have to. Don't even worry about that because that's gonna get edited out.
Oh gosh. Latest films and TV shows we've seen. I have not been having the desire to go to movie theaters a lot. I know I have the membership to go, but I'm like, ugh, you gotta drive there, you gotta sit in seats that are probably never cleaned. It's always smelly, and people are like the loudest they could possibly be.
The problem for me is that there's been a lack of exciting films that are coming out this year, and I think after Dune Part Two, I was like physically exhausted and I didn't want to see anything else.
Yeah, my last two theater t last two movies I saw in theaters was The Marvels and then Dune Part Two. It's like my dad said, it's like there's not a lot of good stuff like out anymore, and I'd rather just wait for streaming at this point.
Yeah.
Monkey Man's coming out on streaming on the 23rd and I can finally watch it. But I'm
I
like, I don't
did.
really feel the need to go.
Yeah, that's true. I did watch that with my dad last weekend.
Was it good?
Yes. Oh my God. That's what got me excited about going to the movies again. Even if the film is, subpar, I'm invested in it. Going back into the theaters again, because before that, the last film I saw was Love Lies Bleeding.
I haven't seen that one yet. I'm not really a big Kristen Stewart fan, though, so.
I haven't seen a lot of her films, but I
Spencer's
think she's.
okay.
I have that, I just haven't seen it.
I mean, it's a real, I mean, it takes
I
place
know
like
it's
over
a
like a
period
course of a
piece.
weekend or something.
I know it's a period piece, but I know a lot of people say that she got like robbed out of an Oscar for that film.
Oh my gosh. Spencer is good, but it's not that good. She just played Princess Diana. I mean, tons of other actors have played Princess Diana. I mean, the girl from The Crown was better than that. But then again, I love The Crown. The last season was not good. It was very lackluster.
Is that the one that's on Netflix? I might have to borrow my sister's password for that, because I told my family, I said, one of y'all is gonna have to pay for it, because
The
with them
best
charging like
season, The Crown is really good. You'd like it. It's expensive though, Netflix. I
That's
watch
why I
for like
canceled.
documentaries though. That's about it anymore. I haven't, yeah, documentaries or like finding random movies that I've never seen. And that's how, like, I think on Netflix they have like the sequel to 2001, A Space Odyssey, and I didn't even know there was one.
I didn't know that was one until you just said it.
My hot take is that that one's better than 2001. I don't like 2001, A Space Odyssey.
I do. Wait, hold up. Oh, I thought I had it on DVD, but I don't. I have Apollo 13 on DVD. I still haven't
That's a good
seen
movie.
that.
That's a good movie. For whatever reason, my mom likes that movie. I don't know. It's so random.
I only got it because Tom Hanks is in it. I love Tom Hanks.
I do too. I only own like three pieces of physical media: Asteroid City, Loki season one, and WandaVision.
Is it
Just because I
because
like the
you have
artwork.
is it because you have a like how big is your room?
It's not very big. I still live at home. Yeah. I have like a pile of stuff I'm trying to get rid of. So everything's like kind of out and about.
Yeah, right now I think right now I'm running out of space for my physical media. I have three shelves in my room. Yeah, I just might get me one of those big shelves that spins around.
Yeah. I run out of room for my Funko Pops because I collect autographed Funko Pops too, on top of like regular ones. So I'm like
Yeah.
out of room. So I have like a pile of Funko Pops I'm trying to like sell. I'm like, I'm just gonna take it to Goodwill at this point.
Oh, they'll take anything.
They will. I know I'm losing a bunch of money on it, but I'd rather never see them.
But I've been obsessed with freaking Superman and Lois. I just started that last week, and I absolutely love it. I'm almost done with season one.
Are you excited for Superman?
Yeah, because James Gunn is in charge of it.
I have hope only because he knows how to fix the issues pre-production, which is what Marvel seems to lack in general, which is just mind-blowing.
Yeah, and I definitely agree with Martin Scorsese when he said that cutting a film because of tax reasons is cowardly.
I would rather have saw Batgirl and known that it was a horrible movie than
Yes.
never release it. Like they should have just never released The Flash. I never seen it because I don't want to watch a horrible human in it, but
Yeah, and I heard the CGI was very terrible.
If I was Christopher Reeve's children, I would sue. And I've never even seen his Superman. I just know that people love him as Superman.
Yes.
And it's just like to do that to someone who's passed away is so disrespectful.
I don't even think they asked for permission at all.
I thought it was funny because James, or not James Cameron, James Gunn says that cameos are like death to a movie. I'm like, but didn't you say The Flash was like one of the greatest movies of all time?
Oh God, no.
That's
No.
what he did say. He did say that. He said that he doesn't like cameos or anything. But like, I mean, I like cameos, don't get me wrong, but there's a limit. There's a time and a place for it. Like Multiverse of Madness did it really well, I think. Will Deadpool 3 do it well? I don't think so. I think they're just gonna spoil and ruin a lot of things, but that's just me.
Yeah.
It shouldn't even be released this year. The fact that they wrapped filming like 2 months ago and they're releasing it in July is insane.
I forgot about I forgot that movie was coming out until you just reminded me.
I do not want to see it at all, to be honest. And I'm like, I'm only seeing it because I like Wolverine, but if they crap over Logan, I'm done. Because Logan is like one of the greatest superhero movies of all time.
Oh, absolutely.
If not, probably the best. And it's just like, so how are we going to go about this? Are you going to shit on it? What are we doing? Because he's dead in the movie, so is Professor X. Yeah, I don't think Deadpool 3 is going to do good. I think it's probably going to make 200, 300 million.
I think it'll do better than Madam Web, because God.
I loved it. It was so funny. I had a fun time.
Oh God, I didn't even see the movie, and just based on Sony does not even their trailers look terrible.
It's a movie that's so bad that it's so good, and I think they were like aiming for that 2000s one, two early 2000s bad superhero movie, and I'm like, I can see it because you got the cranberries at the end. I just thought it was really bad, but it was really funny. I guess I forgot she's blind and like can't walk anymore, and she's like, oh, these are my babies. I was like, oh girl, I love Dakota Johnson. She's so funny.
Madam Web should be like in her 70s. It makes no sense at all to the character and the
Meryl Streep
scene.
could have done it.
That would have been great. I love Meryl
But she doesn't do action.
It's not double.
That's
Just put
true.
a fake wig on her.
That's true. Or like Susan Sarandon or something like that.
Anything except a young actress. No offense to Dakota Johnson, but some of her interviews, like leading up to Madam Web, were very bland and kind of boring.
Because she
And
don't
she,
care.
yeah, like
And that's why I love her.
when they gave her a comic book of Madam Web's first appearance, she was like amazed, like she never seen a comic book before. I'm like, what are you, a cave woman?
That's why I love her, because she don't care. I need to know what type of antidepressants she's on, because I have a feeling it's Lexapro, because she just acts like a zombie, and I love it. I was like, she needs to drop her meds right now so I can know.
Well, hopefully Sony can stop with all this Spider-Verse crap, because I
Maybe
knew
there's
that was
something
coming.
that they have to make them, or then they lose the rights. So then they make these random movies.
They don't want to give up the rights. That's why they keep making these god-awful
Universal
spin-offs.
doesn't want to give up the rights to the Hulk, but they're not doing anything with it.
Yeah, they're about to, I think they already lost the rights, or they're about to lose the rights. I think the rights expire for Hulk and Namor at,
Oh yes,
I
Namor.
think, like by the end of this year.
Yeah. I don't want another Hulk movie, but if we do get one, I'd prefer Edward Norton's Hulk. just because the 2008 Hulk was just my favorite representation of the character. But Mark Ruffalo is more of like a smart Hulk. And I hate to be the one that says this. I think they nerfed him. I know they were going towards smart Hulk anyways, but I'm like, you do that in Age of Ultron, and then you give us the Hulk that can't turn into the Hulk in Infinity Wars. It's just like, what was the, that was just a waste of of one of my favorite characters.
Yeah, I don't understand the hate with the Incredible Hulk film with Edwin Norton. I enjoyed it. Like, there are way worse Marvel films than that.
I thought it was an excellent film. I don't see anything wrong with it. I feel like it's a good representation. I like the Eric Bana Hulk too because he gets bigger every time he gets like injured, which is how it should be. But I blame the Russos for what they did to Hulk and Marvel.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I wouldn't mind another one. But
I
only
think, go ahead.
he deserves, if anybody deserves like another film, it would be him. Like, I don't need a fourth Spider-Man, a fifth Thor. I don't need that. I'd rather have like another Hulk movie.
Yeah, because Mark Ruffalo, they really screwed him over.
He was really good in Poor Things. He needs to just get out of Marvel. I don't know what they're doing to their stars, but it's just making me sad.
He's like the last, like probably like true one left.
True OG.
Not only true OG, but like one of the best actors from them.
Yeah, that's true. Every one of them has been nominated for an Oscar. I mean, not Chris Evans because he's not a good actor, but.
Or Hemsworth.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Hemsworth is good. I just don't think. I think people pigeonhole him into roles and he doesn't know how to get out of that. So he just sticks with it. Chris Evans, I just doesn't. I think he cares, but I don't think he cares enough to like make himself better. Like the guy says he doesn't even read or watch anything. So it
What?
makes me. He says he doesn't read books. He says he doesn't watch TV. And I was reading a GQ interview he did, and it says that it blows his mind that trees are green. And I was like, okay, now I get it. I understand now. I
That makes
understand why you were
absolutely
single
no
for
sense.
so long. Because you're dumb as a box of rocks.
That makes no sense at
He
all.
is not a good actor. And I'm like, what do you like? When I found out he got casted with Pedro Pascal, and then he got casted in the chick from Past Lives, the director, I'm like, there's no way. He's not a good actor. He can't, he I was reading that he like needs a lot of direction. So that tells me he doesn't prepare for roles or anything like that. He just reads the script and he asks a billion questions.
That's honestly, well, I mean, he might not be the best actor, but I think I'm honestly his best performance is probably Knives Out. Some people say Snowpiercer, but I haven't seen that.
I didn't really like it. Just because of the whole train situation, it's not that I'm like, so like you're walking through a bar and then there's a school. I'm like, so there's like, I don't understand the whole situation and that just pissed me off. And so they're just working their way to the front. I mean, yeah, I think Knives Out would probably be his best performance just because he's only good with an ensemble. When it's just him and a co-star, he's not good. Like Ghosted was. It might be one of the worst movies of all time.
I heard nothing good about that.
Scarlett Johansson dropped out for a reason. And Lightyear was horrible. And just like
Oh,
shits all over our childhood. I'm like, what are we doing? Buzz Lightyear was never Zurg. What are we? You're telling me there's an evil Buzz? It doesn't make any sense.
yeah, that Lightyear film, that was very
Dumb
interesting.
and a waste of money. They're like, let's crap all over Toy Story and anything else. Like it was literally like a copy of Operation Star Command, but
Yeah.
Operation Star Command's actually good.
You know what's kind of sad is I saw a review on Letterboxd about that film, and I think one of the reviews is like Andy picked Buzz over a talking cat.
Oh, I forgot about the talking cat.
I
I like forgot that entire movie. I know
only
Kiki
watched it
Palmer was in
once.
it. That was about it.
I only watched it once, and it was because I just wanted to see how bad it was because a lot of people said it was kind of meh. It was, I wouldn't say it was terrible, but it was disappointing.
Yeah, I only watched her for Kiki Palmer just because I think she's funny.
Very understandable, as would I.
Yeah. Well, because I think she was fresh off Nope, too, and I really loved Nope.
Yeah, because that did come out the same year.
She's a good actor. People don't see it, they just see that she's really funny. I'm like, but she could be a serious actor, too. You just gotta give her a chance.
Yeah, I think because the whole colorism thing is why. But I would love to see her in more roles.
I want to see her do another film with Jordan Peele, but like on the level of Us or like Get Out.
Yeah, I think his next one is coming out either the end of this year or next year.
I'm not gonna lie, I thought he directed Monkey Man. I was confused because I saw his name attached. I know he
Yeah.
didn't, but.
He did buy the rights for it, like, because it wasn't going to get released. That's how he got the producer title.
The fact that he does serious, scary movies, but he's also really good at comedy is funny.
And to be able to balance that, but to be able to balance horror and comedy is very tricky.
That's true.
And
That one hasn't
most recently, Disney losing $1 billion on Indiana Jones' Dial of Destiny.
I didn't hate the movie, but I didn't love the movie.
Have you seen all the other ones? Are they any good? Because I
I
have not
enjoy
seen
them.
any yet. I've never seen any of them.
I think Raiders of the Lost Ark is my favorite. I like Temple of Doom. Because it's just funny. Kehe Kwan is in that one. The one with Shia LaBeouf's okay, but it's not like the greatest. That's where
Yeah,
it should have ended, but.
there are some stuff I've seen from Indiana Jones, just some clips where I'm like, yeah, that would not fly today.
Yeah. Well, it takes place in like the 40s and 50s.
There's a lot that, I mean, I saw a this there's this lawyer on YouTube that does movie reviews, breaks down like what's legal and illegal about certain scenes in movies and TV shows. And he did one on Indiana Jones and the amount of crimes that Indiana Jones has committed is just legendary.
But some of them were against the Nazis, so those don't count. Those don't count because they were Nazis. I love that he loves that role so much, but he despises playing Han Solo.
Oh,
The
that is
funniest thing to
hilarious.
me. Like he's like, oh, I don't care whenever it comes to Han Solo. But like Indy, he loves that. I want to know what his thoughts are about Marvel, though. I'm excited to see him, but I already know that movie's not going to be good.
I've always wondered why he hates Star Wars.
I'm
I'm
just
not
because
big
the
into Star Wars.
fans.
Oh. Well, that makes sense.
Because Star Wars fans are like the worst fans, and I don't even call them fans. I just call them toxic observers because they're gonna pick at anything.
Yeah, and they practically bullied one of the actresses off of
Yeah,
social media.
from Obi-Wan, and then Ewan McGregor had to come on and like defend her. I'm like, so what are y'all doing? Because I really like the Obi-Wan show, and I thought she was a good character.
I
She's
don't think the
a
show
villain.
was as bad as people said, but I do think the pacing was kind of off.
The first episode of every Star Wars show is always going to be bad because they're super slow to work it in. That's how I see it. But once you get past the first episode, it's good. It's like Andor. Once you get past the first episode, it's really good.
And I'm not too sure if maybe I'll watch the Indiana Jones films, but I don't recall anyone asking for another one.
I'm sure there was somebody that asked for it at one point in time. Should it have been made? No, it shouldn't. I mean, I had fun. Was it the best? No. But
Well, maybe they'll learn their lesson from this.
all you need to do is watch the original three.
And the original three is.
I can't remember one of them, but Raiders of the Lost Ark, Temple of Doom, and I can't remember the other one right now.
Yeah, they made a joke about how bad the one with Shia LaBeouf was in South Park.
I enjoyed it. I really thought those crystal skulls existed. That's how good. That's, I mean, but I was a kid when that came out, okay?
I mean, but he does not make going on adventures look fun, 'cause I don't want to die. I like life.
He's an archaeologist. He likes to investigate things. Well, no, he was going. The one with Shia LaBeouf, he was going to rescue something or somebody because the kid's mom was taken, so he was going to help him. Kate Blanchett is the villain in that one.
What is Shia LaBeouf, like his sidekick or whatever
No,
in the
he's his
film?
son. He doesn't know
Oh.
he has a son, but he finds out he has a son. Cause it's the girl from she was in one of their originals. I can't remember. Let me look on my laptop box.
I'll have to add those to my list.
Yeah, there's Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade, Raiders of the Lost Ark and Temple of Doom. I think, yeah, no, Raiders of the Lost Ark is with Marion, the girl. And like, I don't remember how they got separated, but they divorce or they break up or whatever. And then they have a kid. Well, he doesn't know he has a kid. That's the Nazi one.
Yeah.
It's always in the Middle East or with Nazis. That's how you take it. Except for Temple of Doom, that's not Nazi related. That's just like, not the Mayans. In India somewhere, it's like some type of cult thingy. I don't know. They put their hand and take out your heart or whatever.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that's the one with K.H. Kwan.
And who most that and that leads me into the I tagged you with this. That leads me into the next one, and that is Zack Snyder on Joe Rogan.
Oh my God. I can't stand Zack Snyder. I'm so serious. That man needs to stop talking. And the fact that they greenlit two movies for him but wouldn't pay Nancy Meyers for her film is insane. And Nancy Meyers had a stacked cast.
And what was her film like? I don't know the details of her film, but what What is it?
Have you ever seen The Holiday?
What is that? The Christmas movie? Yeah.
Or like The Parent Trap or Father or the Bride. She has like a really good ability to design sets. Her set design, you gotta see her kitchens in her movies. They're magnificent. And I'm just like, you have Penelope Cruz, Michael Fassbender, Owen Wilson, and Scarlett Johansson that were gonna be in this film. I think it's still happening, but Netflix refused to give her the budget. So
I like that cast.
I do too. It was supposed to follow. I think it would probably be like similar to the premise of The Holiday, where it follows the two couples and somehow they're related or connected. It was called Paris Paramount, but I don't know if that was like the actual title. But I'm sure it will come out eventually. But
If
like,
it does, I'm gonna have to look into that.
you gotta watch one Nancy Meyers movie. Her set design, Father of the Bride, is a good one to start with.
Father of the Bride. I'm gonna look these up on Letterboxd.
Father of the Bride part one is good, and then part two is basically like she the daughter has a kid, just like how it goes when you get married. And then The Parent Trap is good.
I love that.
Yeah, that was one of her movies. The Holiday is my favorite Christmas movie of all time.
Let's see.
Not the last holiday, The Holiday.
Let's
Sorry,
see.
Queen Latifah.
Let's see. Okay, just added both of the, just added those to my watch list.
It's a good 90s film.
And God, freaking, I'm glad Warner Brothers kicked Snyder's ass to the curb when they did.
None of his movies were good. And the only ones that I thought were good, I'm saying it, Birds of Prey was good. I loved it. That might be my favorite DC movie ever.
That's not even his film because he didn't direct
Exactly. He produced it, I think, or executive produced, and then Margot Robbie's production company was on it.
Yeah,
But it didn't help that it came out during the pandemic.
I think Margot had more to do with that film than he did, because if it was his say over hers, then the movie would have been terrible.
I love that we got it. Margot Robbie is the best casting in DC of all time, and I will stand by that until the day I die. She is
I
the perfect
don't
Harley
really
Quinn.
think that there's a disagreement on that.
I think she's a really good actor. She has a lot of range, and she's worked with Quentin Tarantino, Martin Scorsese, Greta Gerwig. So many good directors.
Yeah, she said that that her and Margot, I mean her and Greta are like are the female version of Robert De Niro and Martin Scorsese.
Okay.
I'm like, well, you got like six more movies to go.
No, they'll do more films together, I'm sure of it. I'm glad Warner Brothers took a chance on it. And she's doing more movies. So a $1 billion Sims movie is gonna be in the works. I just know it.
I don't even know how to feel about that, honestly.
I'm gonna die because it's gonna be funny. I just know. I trust whatever her production company puts out.
I think it can only work in animation. I don't know if it can work in live action.
I'm gonna trust in her. Because people thought that about Barbie.
What I'm open to anything, and
Anything original.
yeah,
I'm tired
and
of these remakes and reboots.
yeah, oh God. Don't even get me started on that, because
Scream is
freaking,
the exception for me.
I liked five and six.
I loved it. I'm excited to see Neve come back. I'm sad to see them do that to Melissa, but I'm sorry, this is Neve's franchise. This is her. I love Melissa. I do. But who's to say they never had a conversation about it before she took it?
I still think that was kind of shady.
I'm sure they had a conversation before it, and I wasn't okay with them not wanting to pay her the last time, which I was fine with her dropping out because I it just seemed weird that she was going to be in a New York one. But I'm sure her and Melissa had a conversation about it.
So my thing is, hey, move on. Because I really liked her in what's the show? The Lake and Lawyer. That's a show on Netflix. That show is really good.
It's hard to see her in anything else because that's all I ever saw her in growing up. That's the only scary movie that I watch. I don't really do scary movies. I gave up on Halloween after that last one. Whatever that was, I was done.
Oh, that was a bad pl
I
oh,
don't know
come
what we were doing. I was like, where's Michael? Like, Michael, hello, where are you? And it's just this random kid. And I'm like, okay, this movie is bad.
Yeah, I
I'm close
don't.
to walking out of that movie. It's like Jamie Lee Curtis, what are you doing? I have
Yeah,
beef
I
with the
didn't
Halloween
under.
franchise.
Yeah, I think that they should have left it where it was after the 2018 one.
Yeah, me too. My beef with it is like she has a daughter that she literally abandoned, who was like the clown. I can't remember her name. She has the son from the high school one. You have Paul Rudd's character. It's just like none of them make any sense. And I'm like, okay, so we're just gonna like skip past what happened. That was
Right.
my beef with it.
And God, the last one, I mean, not only was he barely in the film, but we get a nerd storyline, nerd getting picked on, being called a freak. I didn't care anything about him. I already knew where it was headed before. And it's like deja vu. I've seen all this before.
Yeah, I don't know what I was watching, but I really wanted to walk out at that point.
Yeah, I didn't even watch Halloween. What was it? Halloween Kills. I just watched the 2018 one out of the three.
I can't remember any of them. I blacked out.
I remember the first one because I enjoyed the 2018 one. The Halloween Kills, didn't watch it. Halloween Ends, I wish I wouldn't have watched it.
Yeah. I can't remember. That was the one where like the older daughter dies, right?
I think
Yeah, I think it is too. I was like, "Oh, I'm done now." Oh, you cut off again.
Yeah. You hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry about that, but my question was, is there any from the remakes or reboots that we have gotten, is there any that you prefer over the original?
I don't think so. One movie, though, that I would want to see remade, I know they remade it, but I think they could do it better, is Sybil. And
What is that about?
it is a made-for-TV movie. It was made like in the 70s, I think, with Sally Fields. And it's been debunked, obviously, but it's based on a book of a girl who has that multiple personality. You know, people who get the personality disorders and they're like different people during different stages.
Yeah.
So basically, her mother abuses her and she gets all these different personalities. I really think Lizzie Olsen could kill it in that role. I know she probably doesn't want to do any like terrifying movies, but I'm like, it could be amazing. And to like bring awareness to people who have it and do
Yeah.
it more of a respectful way. 'Cause Sally Fields won like Emmys for the role. I think it was on NBC.
You did see, what'd you think of, since we're talking about remakes and reboots, what'd you think of, what's his name? Jake Gyllenhaal's Roadhouse.
It was not good. It's not good. And he just wanted to be shirtless at that point.
Yeah, that seems like the
AI battle, AI fighting.
yeah, I did not hear Brandon's review pretty much told me what, well, this wasn't really needed, but I guess you had fun with it.
That's true. Did I have fun with it? I probably don't remember. But I'm like, that girl looks familiar. And then I realize she's the rat catcher.
The Rat Catcher?
From the Suicide Squad movie, the second one.
Oh, yeah, I didn't even watch the film just because I don't remakes, reboots. The only one I think that's been better than the original was the live action Jungle Book from 2016.
Oh, with Scarlet?
Yes, that was phenomenal.
Because Jon Favreau directed it.
Yeah, and it actually felt like, I love the visual effects, and it actually felt, and they made the Shere Khan like way more intimidating.
I don't think I saw it as a kid. And then I don't think I even saw the remake. I wasn't like a fan of that growing up, so I just never watched it.
I think that you'll like the remake better just because, me personally, it just felt like I was actually like l living in a jungle.
Do they do the musical part or no?
Yeah, they do.
Okay, that's good to know. 'Cause I was like on board with the live action Beauty and the Beast, 'cause that movie will always have a special place in my heart. That's also the first movie that I ever saw by myself. What other one did I like? The Lion King was okay, but I don't really like The Lion King to begin with because I didn't like the whole idea that the brother murders his brother. It just made me upset. That makes me upset, so I don't like it.
Maybe have you talked to your therapist about
Have I talked to my therapist about it?
it?
No, I haven't. I just know I don't like murder. He kills his own brother. I don't like it. The music's okay, it's cute. But I don't like that he kills his brother and then blames his nephew.
I will say that's, it's a great film, but for that reason, that's probably why I don't like to go back and revisit it.
I don't really revisit a lot of things. Shows I don't revisit anymore. What's a movie that I won't revisit? The Iron Claw, I refuse to rewatch it ever again just because it's too sad.
I completely understand that.
Yeah, there's just some movies I won't watch again. The 4-Hour Justice League, biggest waste of my time. The Batman. I'm sorry. Your parents died like 30 years ago. We gotta move on.
That I think we need a we just need a older Bruce that doesn't kill.
Yeah.
And we I want to see him with Robin.
I do too. I liked, okay, this is my hot take. My favorite one is the one with Bane. I said what I've said because I liked Robin in it because I thought Joseph Gordon-Levitt was really good. That's my favorite Batman movie. Oh, and the Penguin
Ugh.
movie. I like that. I like the one with the penguins because I thought it was funny.
Oh, Batman Returns.
I saw that when I was a kid, and I just thought it was funny that penguins were living in the city and that
I
Danny
think,
DeVito was the penguin.
look, I think it's kind of a lot of people that might look at that might be like, oh, that's too cartoonish, but I think that's why it's so good.
It's Michael Keaton. I love Michael Keaton. I mean, I didn't see the Flash movie, even though I love him as Batman, but I'm not
Don't
really a
even worry
Batman
about
fan to
the
begin with. I'd rather have Bruce than Batman because Bruce doesn't mope around. Batman is just like, my parents died, the Joker's behind it. Like, guy, you gotta do something productive with this time. Like, we get it. Your parents died. Sorry, boo hoo. You gotta move on. I'm sorry.
That seemed like. Hold up. Well, actually, you know what? If you're looking to get into some like really good, I would suggest like I don't really like this Batman comic, but you might. It's called Batman Hush. And the general premise is that his childhood friend Thomas Elliot returns to Gotham, and he's kind of like a mirror of Bruce, and there's this villain called Hush going around like cutting off people's faces, and
That's funny.
yeah, it's crazy.
I always thought the Arrow was basically Batman, but with an arrow.
The only difference is that
He
some
kills people.
stories he's middle class, some stories he's
Oh.
rich like Bruce, but he's always looking out for the little guy. So he looks out for, the middle class people, the lower class people, like very leftist.
I liked how Christian Bale portrayed him in the last one he did with Anne Hathaway. I think she's my second favorite Catwoman next to obviously Michelle Pfeiffer, but
Oh, I'm surprised you didn't say Zoe.
she's okay. I mean, I prefer her in comedy movies.
I've only seen her in, let's see,
Rough Night is really funny.
X-Men, Kimmy, and the
She was in
Batman.
X-Men.
Yeah, X-Men First Class.
Okay. No, I don't remember that. I'm not gonna rewatch it to find her, but I believe you.
You'll
Yes,
just
I
take my
already
word
rewatched.
for it.
Huh?
You'll just take my word for
I believe you. I believe who you
it.
believe. Yeah, I didn't like the Batman. It was the score is really good, the cinematography is good, but I'm like, the Riddler is barely in it. He's like, I'm vengeance. I'm like, bro, this is boring. I was here for Robert Pattinson, and this is just emo Batman.
That's what a lot of people say, but I think further down the line, Matt Reeves is gonna do amazing things with the character.
Let him do the DCU Batman, see what happens.
Snyder, well, I mean, not Snyder. God,
Gun.
yeah, Gunn. I'm excited for his because there's some people that roster looks pretty good, and there's some heroes in there I never even heard of.
Yeah. I like his how cohesive he is with everything. One thing I never liked about Marvel that I do like about DC is that they figure their crap out beforehand. Well, as of now. But what they need to stop doing is giving exact release dates in case they have to push it out. Like, why are you gonna hype us up for July 4th or whatever date it is? Just like give us a general year.
That was the problem with Snyder's DCEU was that he didn't have a goal or a plan at all, and the plans he had were absolutely terrible.
Yeah, and his movies were too dark. Like, I literally couldn't see them. He didn't know what the brightness was.
Yeah, I've said this before, but I'm gonna keep saying it. Snyder is a fanboy cosplaying as a director.
Yeah, I agree with you. Honestly, the fact that they did a director's cut of Zack Snyder and then had Joss Whedon. Justice League is funny. I really like Josh Whedon's Avenger movies. He's a horrible human being, but he still gave us the violence in the movies. That was amazing. That's the best version of the Hulk and the best version of Iron Man will always be Age of Ultron for me.
Yeah,
And the closest to seeing the Red Room that we got to see.
everything after that pretty much went downhill.
Yeah. I mean, I like Black Widow just because I'm really biased. Multiverse of Madness was good. It was hyped up for literally zero reason with all these false promises from these fanboys. It would have been better if it was rated R, but I love Lizzie Olsen regardless. She was
Yeah.
really disappointed in that movie, you can tell, is that she didn't like that she literally portrayed the same exact storyline, I guess. Because she was like, don't you know what we're doing in the show?
Yeah.
Yeah,
And I
she
think
doesn't
that's the
like it.
problem.
Yeah, I feel bad for her because they're like, we need to find a new like face of Marvel. I'm like, you got Lizzie Olsen, you got Florence Pugh, you got Hailee Steinfeld, you got Stephen Strange. Like, what are we doing? What do you mean you need to find a new it girl? Like Vanessa Kirby, she's not it. I'm telling you, Lizzie Olsen is the fan favorite in Marvel. People
Yeah.
want a solo film, and you're gonna do what you did to Scarlett and give us the film too late.
I can't imagine her coming back.
Who?
Lizzie.
If they pay her enough, I do think so, but I think she needs a break. From hearing her talk, she wants a break. I like how she said that she just stopped reading the scripts. I'm like, can you imagine doing that to like, you wouldn't do that to Tom Cruise.
Right.
Like, have the script done, not have 15 different versions of it, and rewrite it during this filming. Like, come on, my guy. That's why I'm like, Deadpool's not gonna do good because they have so many writers. They have the dude, Zeb Wells, who like literally screwed up Spider-Man in the last comic run.
Oh, cool. That's gonna go to shit.
Yeah, I mean Ryan Reynolds. What did he say? They said before they had to stop filming before the strike is that they never did the visual ones that require like the visual effects or anything like that. They did the practical stuff first. And he goes, "Oh, I didn't think about that." Yeah, you did it. And now you're going to be doing reshoots and editing up until the day before it premieres. And you're gonna crap
Yeah,
all
they
over our childhoods.
compensating hurts it hurts any film more than they think. Just go with
Yeah.
the finished product, even if it doesn't come out the way you want it to.
Yeah, I really do think that this is gonna be the straw that breaks the camel's back. with the visual effects. Your rush, I can guarantee you, they're all stressed right now.
Yeah, what was the, and you said earlier about how, you haven't been feeling the, you have been feeling anything about going to the film, about going to the movies and stuff like that. You kind of lost,
The passion.
yeah,
Well,
or going to the film. But what's your biggest pet peeves about going to the film or anything related to watching a film in theaters?
I think just being with Audie. Okay, one example I want to give is that I saw Asteroid City for the second time in theaters. And I think there was like 20 or 30 minutes left in the movie. And I was there by myself because it was like an early morning screening. So I was like, cool, I get a theater to myself. This whole family walks in, talking, chit-chatting, chewing their food. And I'm like, whoa. Well, get out of here. This is not elemental. Get on out. And it's just like, there's like no common sense in people's brains anymore or courtesy. On top of like, I feel like theater workers don't clean seats. Like, you know what I mean? Like, when you wipe stuff down, you clean the popcorn. I'm like, I don't think they clean the seats or anything like that. So you're sitting in a dirty seat. Some of them smell. And then you're like, okay, well, I can go to this theater, but this is like 30, 40 minutes away. I don't feel like driving. And it's just like a lot of energy to get in the car. If you want a snack, you get a snack. If you want to go to Walgreens beforehand to get your snack and sneak it in, you can. And then you sit there for like 30 minutes of previews.
That's why I stopped. That's why me and my brother stopped going to Cinemark, because last time we went to Cinemark, my brother, he was unhappy with his seat being filled with popcorn kernels.
Yeah, and they were like, okay, so does anybody clean these seats? They sweep, sure, but like, I don't think they're cleaning. I don't think it's just like there's like a loss of theater ambiance that there used to be anymore. You know what I mean? Like, not like, I guess like before they used to have assigned seating and stuff like that. You would go, you wait in line, you hope to get a good seat. I feel like I knew that's when it was like really good. It's just like, what theaters do I really like? I really want to go to the Alamo Draft House and I want to try it out because like they have like this vibe and this no phone policy and that they're very strict with certain things. And it's like, that's what I want to do. I want to go to a theater that's clean, that smells good, that like I can enjoy a snack or something like that. I like a real IMAX theater or something, because like half these are like not real IMAX theaters. And here in Arizona, we have the 70 millimeter IMAX, and I'm like, that's 50 miles away from me. I'm not driving there.
That's a long time.
Yeah, and it's just like all the way by ASU, and I'm like, I don't want to go anywhere into college campuses. Chandler, Mesa, I don't go to the East Valley, I stay in the West Valley. Harkins is okay. Harkins is nice, but it's more expensive. I still don't think they clean their seats, but I feel like they put more of a emphasis on like the theater experience. But AMC, I just feel has gone really downhill, or maybe it's just my AMC. No, you know what? That's not true, because I've been to different AMCs and I feel like they're all kind of gross. I remember I went to the one by the mall over here, and we saw Licorice Pizza. That theater smells so gross. And it's just like, I don't even have the desire to go. I have no energy to go. And it's just like, that's why people pirate films, is because they A, have no money, which is honestly valid. B, they have no desire to go to the theater and pay all that money for it. You got snacks at home and all of that.
That's why it's important to bring a woman to the theaters with you if you're a dude. That way, I mean, you got she could smuggle all the stuff in her purse.
That's true. My dream movie theater is the Alamo Draft House. I want to try that so bad. So bad. I want to go there.
And what's okay, when you go to the theater, what's your favorite place to sit?
I sit at the top. I don't like people behind me.
I completely understand. Unless I'm going with someone like my brother or my parents or something like that, I don't want anyone sitting beside me aside from the person that is with me.
I sit at the top because like the whole, you remember the whole 2012 Batman thing? I'm like, I gotta sit in like an area that I feel safe in.
Yeah.
I
And
sit at
plus,
the edge in like the middle part of the top because in the middle there's like a barrier, so then there's nobody gonna be on my right or my left, depending on which side I choose. But the whole like all the seats there don't even work. I'm like, they have like the heater, but like they don't work. I remember seeing a movie there Christmas Day. What was it? I think I saw Atomic Blonde on Christmas Day. Not Atomic Blonde, Bombshell, the Fox News movie on Christmas Day, and the heater was out. I'm like,
Damn.
ugh. That theater had been so many different theaters. Like it was like a Cinemark at one point. I think it was a Regal at another point. I saw a rat in there one time.
Ugh.
And I'm like, I only go there because it's like convenient and I have the Stubbs membership. But I stopped using, like, I stopped going. I went to the movie yesterday because I really wanted to see it. And A24 being A24, it takes it forever to come out like anywhere on streaming.
Yeah, I don't know why A24 only releases like they only release like two, three theatrical films of theirs a year.
Yeah, I remember Beau's Afraid. I didn't get to see it in theaters, and I don't remember how long it took to come out on streaming. I had to buy it. I couldn't rent it, and now I own it, and I've only watched it one time.
That movie's like what close to like pushing 4 hours. When I heard that, I was like, I'm good.
I don't know. All you gotta do is watch an take an edible and watch it. It's a vibe. I will never watch it again. It's just horrendous. But I think the most recent movie that I bought from A24, I had to buy it, but because you they didn't for whatever reason, when A24 comes out with the movies, you can't rent it, you have to buy it. And I really had the strong urge to watch Zone of Interest, and I think I've watched it like three or four times since I bought it.
I don't think I've zoned. Oh, I still have the Nicolas Cage one. I still haven't seen that. I heard
No,
from
that's
all.
not the Nicholas. It's the German movie.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, I haven't seen that, but I think.
It's so sad, but like, that's a movie I wish I would have saw in theaters, but it was never in a theater near me.
Will you go back and rewatch it?
Yeah, I've rewatched it. I've rewatched it like three or four times.
Yeah, anything involving any dogs, I can't do it.
There was no dogs in it. It was just the one about Auschwitz, the family, the commandant who ran Auschwitz, Rudolf Hess. The family lived and shared a wall with Auschwitz, and it was just following their mundane lives. And you hear the horrors of what's happening, but you never actually see what's happening. And it's just they're just continuing on normal life. And it's just like,
You said you purchased it?
yeah, that was before HBO had announced they were going to release A24 movies on their platform moving forward.
I think I have, let's see.
It's really good. It's heartbreaking because you know what happens at Auschwitz because we all learned it. But like knowing that they just continue to live their lives reminds me of like how we all live our lives. Like if out of sight, out of mind, we're gonna pretend it's not happening if we don't see it. It's like the stuff in Gaza, like we don't see it. But if we do see it, then obviously we have to work paying attention. But like the family who lived next to Auschwitz, they just continued to live life.
I still have not seen every single A24 film.
I don't think I've seen everyone. I try to watch the Lobster movie. I think it's called Lobster. That movie was dumb, so I turned it off.
I think my favorite has been like my top favorite A24 films have been Everything Everywhere All at Once, Iron Claw, and probably Lady Bird.
I love Lady Bird. Under the Skin was super underrated. I really think there should have been some Oscar awards there, but whatever. People didn't get it, but now they're appreciating it. Iron Claw, Zone of Interest. Hereditary's terrifying, but it's still really good.
I
And
cried during that film.
the fact that Toni Collette didn't win an Oscar for that monologue is insane.
That
Midsummer.
oh, that movie, one time was enough for me. I never wanted to see that movie again. It terrified me for days. No, thank you. I love
I've
you,
only watched
Florence Pugh.
Midsummer once.
I love you, Florence Pugh, but yeah, I can't. That movie traumatized me.
Yeah, Ari Aster. Somebody needs to check on that man. Beau's afraid. You would think it couldn't get any worse after like the first half, but it got way worse.
Right.
Yeah, way, way worse. I will never watch that movie again. What other A24 movies do I really like? The Room, because that won Brie Larson her Oscar.
Yeah.
That movie is so good. I rewatched that a lot. Not a lot, but I love that HBO
I
and
also really
H4 have that
love
partnership.
Moonlight as well.
I have not seen Moonlight yet. That one's on my list.
It's
Eventually.
it is so freaking, it's a roller coaster of emotions.
That one I did hear. Moonlight, you won Best Picture. It's not La La Land.
It, I mean, I love Mahershala Ali. He's one of my favorite actors, but he won a Not, I'm not saying he didn't deserve it, but him winning an Oscar for that film, I mean, he's only in the movie for like less than 20 minutes, and he won an Oscar for that, and that's kind of amazing.
I'm still pissed. Asteroid City got snubbed for all these awards. I'm like, so you're telling me Jason Schwartzman, Scarlett Johansson, they didn't get nominated at all and they had the best performances. Justice for Wes Anderson movies.
I have to go back and rewatch that because I'm still trying to figure out how I feel about it.
No, I get it. I own that movie. I own it on digital and I own a physical copy of it just because I love Scarlett. Under the Skin, she should have won an Oscar for. I think people just didn't understand it. I mean, I understood it.
Personally, I think she should have won for Marriage Story. I think that's her best performance.
Yeah, I really do. I'm gonna stand on that hill until the day I die. And Adam Driver, I'm sorry. I love you, Joaquin Phoenix, but you did not deserve that for the Joker.
That he did a gr I agree with what Real Take said in his video talking about the Joker. He said that it's a great performance in a subpar film.
I enjoyed the movie. Is it the greatest movie of all time? It's not. But is it one of the best comic book movies of all time? I think it could be. It's not, but I think it could be. I still think Logan is the best superhero movie of all time, or comic book movie of all time.
Kill three dudes on a sympathy.
Ha ha ha. Oh my Lord. I'm okay. I'm kind of excited for the Joker too. But I'm not really a Lady Gaga fan.
Okay, like I was saying, that Joaquin Phoenix and Joker, after he killed those dudes on the subway train, after that, I didn't feel bad for anything that was going to happen from there on out.
But it's the Joker. He's supposed to do bad things.
But some people saying that oh, they feel bad for him and this and that. Like, if you think that you're supposed to feel any sort of sympathy towards this dude, then maybe you should rewatch the film, because I didn't get that at all. I didn't get the message of I should feel any kind of empathy or sympathy towards this dude.
He belongs in the Arkham Asylum. He's just a crazy individual. He's made some horrible mistakes. He's a horrible person who needs help. That's how I saw it. But he's just an evil person, which is all you're supposed to see it as.
Yes.
But I get what they were trying to tell.
And with and the oh and going back to the movie theaters real quick, what are your go-to like snacks at the movie theaters?
I like Twizzlers, and a Sprite Zero. That's it. What are yours?
You're not into like, nachos or pizza or
Well,
popcorn or anything.
I'm not really a popcorn fan, but it's not,
Yeah.
theater that I have doesn't have like those fancy tables or anything like that. And
Okay.
the one that we do have that has the fan, it's like a Harkins Dine-In or something like that. It's like, I don't know, 10 miles away. I don't want to drive over there.
Yeah.
And
If
plus
I
it's Arizona, it's too hot to be driving anywhere.
Oh, poor God. That sounds terrible. Hell, for me, I usually get the same things. It's usually the cookie dough bites.
Ooh, yes.
Yes. The what's it called? The fruit snacks, the fruit snack gummies.
Yes.
And usually I'll get like a medium popcorn and a bottle of water. But last couple of times I've been, usually if I do get a popcorn, I'll get a small or medium because I do like to finish it.
If my dad gets popcorn, he doesn't really go to the movies anymore because he doesn't like movies. Well, he does like movies, but he says that there's no good movies out anymore. I'll like share with him, but that's about it. We were the family that snuck in food.
Oh yeah,
We
I
weren't the
can
family that bought food. I only buy food now because I have the membership and I earn points, but I don't go enough to use it.
Yeah, I
Yeah.
think God, what is it? Yeah, usually when I go with my brother, he usually gets like the slushy things from the machine.
Yeah, I don't remember the last time I had a slushie. My dad gets them and he goes, "Do you want a sip?" No, I don't want a sip of your slushie, sir. Yeah, he, oh my gosh. I think one of the movies I went to see with him was when Spider-Man came out, and he looks over at me. He pokes me and he goes, "Where's James Franco?" And this is No Way
Oh.
Home. And I'm like, "Wait a minute. No, Dad, he's dead. This is about the Goblin." And I spent the whole movie laughing, and it was like halfway through, and he goes, "Where's James Franco?"
Oh God, that his version of Goblin could have been so much better.
And I was like, he's in Spider-Man 3, Dad. The best Spider-Man.
Wait, hold up.
I
Rewind.
love
No.
Spider-Man 3.
Oh, okay. Well,
I'm telling you, Black Suit Spidey is the best Spidey. And I think that's the only time we're going to see him in live action. I can guarantee you we're never going to get a Tom Holland Black Spidey.
well, we let's we'll agree to disagree. Because that dance, I will never forget that.
Oh,
I will never forgive Toby for that. I
that
love you,
was funny.
Toby.
Sam Raimi. I painted one of my Spider-Mans, my Funko Pops, into the black suit Spidey. And then if Tobey Maguire ever does a signing again, I'll get that one signed by him.
I don't, does he even go to, does Toby go to conventions?
No. Well, you have conventions and then you have private signings. So, like Margot Robbie, she's only done a private signing. I have two of her. I'm trying to get a third one so I can add her on a Barbie. But it just like depends. So, like Robert Downey Jr., he's never going to go to a Comic Con, but he'll do a private signing. The only OG Avenger that's never done one is Scarlet. But how I say things is like it's always a matter of time before they decide to do a signing. I mean, Mark Hamill's done one, Harrison Ford's done one. I mean, practically everybody's done one. Oh, I have a heck of a lot.
How many of theirs are you trying to get the whole Avengers roster's signatures?
Yeah, so I need Scarlet on a pop still. What series am I working on? I'm working on my Endgame poster. Who else do I need on there? I sent it out for Josh Brolin for Chicago. So I'm just gonna need Chris Evans, Mark Ruffalo, RDJ, and Scarlet on there. I have Renner, Hiddleston, Bettany, Olsen on there right now. And if I get it back in time, I'll send it for Paul Rudd. But who knows if I'll get it back in time. But I'm getting some Funko Pops from him.
That is one heck of a roster.
Yeah, my poster is my favorite. I will send that out flat. My pops. Other series that I'm working on are the Dune one. I'm working on a deal for a Zendaya pop so I can add her on my Dune collection because I have an Austin Butler. Half of them are street autographs because some of them don't do signings, so you have to get street autographs. So I have a Rebecca Ferguson, Austin Butler, working on a Zendaya. I have my Josh Brolin sent out for his. And then I'm going to try to find a Timothy Chalamet down the line. I'm working on the Young Avengers, and I think all I have left is America Chavez to add because I don't think there's anybody else on the Young Avengers besides Ironheart, Cassie Lang, Miss Marvel, and Kate Bishop. And then I'm working on the Thunderbolts collection. I just added Ghost. That one was a street auto. She was like really hard to get, I guess. But I just need Taskmaster, Florence Pugh, John Walker, and then Julia Louis-Dreyfus, but she doesn't have a pop, so I have to get her on like a random pop, and then like get her window swapped over to once she gets her own pop.
There's an app actually that a Funko app that keeps track of your collection and like the prices for it and stuff. You should get that.
I do have that one. I do. I don't really update it a lot, but what else do I got? I have Chris Evans on two pops, but that's one is like a his Human Torch pop.
Well, when I go to MomoCon next month, I hope to get at least as much collectibles as I can.
When is my Comic Con? I'm supposed to go to San Diego with my friend for San Diego Comic Con. And I was planning for New York with her for that one. But we have Fan Fusion here and Simulu's coming. So I'm gonna get the Ken Pop and then the Shang-Chi Pop signed.
I know the New York Comic Con is in October, and I'm thinking about going to that with my cousin.
I told my friend I want to go with her. I said either I go to the San Diego one with you or I go to the New York one.
Which one are you, damn, which one are you leaning more towards? I know
New
California's
York.
closer.
Well, I've been to San Diego. I haven't been to Comic Con there before, but I want to go to New York because New York's more for the autograph opportunities.
Yeah.
Because San Diego, there's like a contract with Marvel and D Disney that like their stars don't do meet and greets.
Yeah.
Like it kind of just doesn't seem like worth the money.
I just want to go there. Go. I might go to the New York one just because New York, you don't have to drive around a lot of places. Like,
That's true.
yeah, everyone walk. There's barely anyone in New York that has a car. Everyone walks or takes the sub.
Yeah, I think I saved enough money. I just need to buy a ticket for it. I saved enough money for it, so I gotta do that.
I usually prefer to use cash in situations like that, but I do have a certain I do I have saved up a ton for MomoCon next month.
I don't think I've saved enough for Arizona, but it's only like two people there that are worth seeing as of now. And Simulu's only there for one day.
When is that?
At the end of May.
Oh,
Yeah, no, I know. I thought about going to the monster party because the cast of Scream, with the exception of Neve, will be there, but I'm like, I don't want to pay for that.
yeah.
I want to meet Neve. I want to meet Melissa. Don't like I like Skeet, but he's not worth the price.
Yeah.
Oon Rosie McCall will be there too.
And what part, what was it, that film recommendation club, how do you get a part of that? Because
Dan has to, you have to ask him, I guess. I don't know if I'm allowed to add you, but it's on their Discord server. And they
oh,
have
I
to
didn't know
add you.
he oh, I didn't know he was in charge of it.
Yeah, I think he is. And then you just do a thumbs up on Monday. I
Oh,
try to
okay.
say, what do you like, what don't you like, before I give you a recommendation.
Okay. Yeah, well, I'll have to speak to him about that because I would love to trade films with other people and get into more older films that I'm not aware of.
Yeah. I'm gonna go to the bathroom. I'll be right back.
Okay.
This
Oh,
meeting is being recorded.
that's fine.
I can't read this.
And oh, well, to close things out, what are some film and TV show recommendations that you have?
Silo with Rebecca Ferguson on Apple TV. I think that is the best show Apple has ever made. It's so good.
What's it called?
Silo. It's based on books.
Oh,
Yeah.
that's the one with
Rebecca
the
Ferguson.
yeah, I was blanking on her name.
Season two should come out this year. They're all like locked in the silo. They don't know why they're there. They don't know when they can leave. They just know they're there.
That's a
Like, don't
great concept.
Don't read the books. Don't Google anything. I was on the edge of my seat every single episode.
And how many episodes is there?
I think there's 8 or there's 10 for the first season, and then I don't know when the second season comes out, but I think it's this year.
Okay.
Lessons in Chemistry is really good on there. That's with Brie Larson, and she plays a chemist turned chef. She likes to cook, so she uses chemistry to help cook. That's a really good show too.
So I'd say definitely, God, I have to check in my list because there's so many.
Babylon's really good too, the movie.
Yeah, I that movie dragged for me.
Oh, I thought it was chaotic. It's funny.
I do love the production and the costume designs.
Yeah, it was a big F you to Hollywood, and I really liked it.
Reviews.
Margot Robbie
Oh.
fighting a snake will always be funny to me.
And the whole sucking the venom out of a out of someone like that does not work. That's the myth.
This was back in the day.
I mean, some people still believe that, and it's hilarious.
I do think she still beat that snake, though.
Well, that was very, very dumb.
Gosh, I thought, yeah, no, I get it. But I like that movie. I think I've watched it like 2 or 3 times since.
Let's see, I have not seen I haven't seen this one. Have you seen Edge of 17?
No, not yet. With Haley
That is,
Steinfeld.
yes, that is really good. You will love it. I think the Lincoln Lawyer that has Neve Campbell in it, that it's on Netflix. Phenomenal, phenomenal show. I mentioned earlier Superman and Lois, which is on HBO Max, and it's way better than all those other crappy CW shows.
No, I believe that.
And probably maybe I know you're not big into, animation, but have you seen any of the Studio Ghibli films?
I have not.
Oh my God, you should watch them. They're on HBO Max. I think you'll really love Spirited Away.
I will add that to the list. I have too many things on my list that I don't watch.
That's why I'm trying to get through what every time someone recommends someone something to me, I usually put that at the bottom because there's always something I need to get to next.
I think it's just whatever I remember to watch when it like when the occasion arises or I see it.
Yeah. And they need to put TV shows on Letterboxd too.
I think they said they were working on that. I barely finished True Detective. I've seen season 4 when it was coming out, but I watched the first season, which was really good. The second season I couldn't get into, so I skipped it. And then the third season's amazing.
That's the one with Mahershala Ali, right?
Yeah.
Is he in all four seasons?
No. It's different detectives each season.
Oh, okay. That I like.
Yeah, the newest one is what grabbed me is she was in the MMA. I can't remember her name. And then you have Jodie Foster, and it's like they are like police in Ennis, and it's the town that is dark for all this time, and it's like Alaska or something like that.
Yeah.
And all these scientists go missing.
Oh, and Doom Patrol as well. That's all on HBO Max. It's a DC show, but it's like very strange, like, but in a good way.
I have heard of that one. I'll add that to the list too.
Before we close out, any closing thoughts?
I don't think I have any more closing thoughts. Do you have any closing thoughts?
Yeah, Zack Snyder fans, stay out of my comment section.
No, they won't. His one fan.
Because they are like freaking roaches. One comes, there's a billion more.
They do. It's
And
like Batman fans.
yeah, and I'm tired of arguing with them. So if you hop in my DM with some bull crap, you're gonna get blocked.
True.
Especially if you don't have any content on your page.
I have my messages closed. I don't want no messages from people.
Well, it was until next week. It was very nice catching up.
You too.
And this will be by either the end of the night or tomorrow. This will be edited and sent to your email.
Sweet.
Enjoy the rest of your day.
You too. Bye.
Bye.